Welcome to another episode of Sermon Express Podcast. I'm your host, Ernie Epley. I'll be filling in this week for Troy Matheny. He and his wife welcomed their second child into this world a couple of days ago, so he's not going to be able to join us today, so I'll be taking over for him. But anyway, let's go to Exodus chapter 15. Today, we're going to talk about hardship. Now, no one likes hardship. No one likes trials. There are a lot of times in our lives, they come at points that, you know, we don't exactly feel ready for. You're never ready for a hardship or a trial, but the thing I want to bring to us today is something I heard in a Sunday school lesson a couple of months ago, and it stayed with me and it stuck with me, and I've been meditating on this thought lately. And the saying is, hardship forges strength. And we'll go ahead and jump over to Exodus chapter 15. Here we find the children of Israel had just crossed the Red Sea. God had just drowned Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. God performed a miraculous miracle for them. And here in chapter 15, verse 1, it says, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him." You know, the verse, it keeps on going. It talks about their celebration all the way to chapter 20. This is a time when they felt, hey, Pharaoh's army's closing in on us. Oh, Lord, what are we going to do? You just delivered us from the hand of Pharaoh and all our captors, and it looks like it's all lost. But all of a sudden, the Lord came through, and we all know the story of how he drowned Pharaoh and his army. And now it was time for Israel to, you know, I have some friends that would say it's on and cracking. You know, they were happy. They were dancing. They were singing, shouting. Miriam got, you know, in verse 20 or I think 21 says she grabbed her tambourine, started playing and shouting everywhere. And it was a great triumphant time. God saw them through a hardship, not only the hardship of Pharaoh crashing in on them, but the exodus of Israel from Egypt was still fresh on their minds. Even though the delivering power of God was shown mightily through him drowning Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, we find, man, not even a chapter later in Exodus chapter 16, verse 3, we find the children of Israel saying, "Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat the bread of the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill us, this whole assembly, with hunger." What was happening here is that they ran out of food. They were searching around in the wilderness, and they just started complaining so easily they forgot the miracle that God had just brought them through, not even, you know, a couple of verses earlier. I'm not sure how that concords to chronological time, but we're just going to pretend that it was just a couple of days ago. For lack of a better timeline, it couldn't have been that long. They had forgotten the mighty hand and the power of God. And so many times in our lives, and in my life, I do this so often. I'll face a hard time and I'll throw my hands up and say, "God, where have you gone? What is going on here? Why have you led me down this way?" And I forget the last time, it could be even a couple of months earlier, that God brought me through something and I come out, you know, singing, rejoicing, and doing a little shouting in the altar, who knows? And when the trials come, I'm so quick to forget God. All of a sudden, I think God's left me and forsaken me, and I know that's not true. Time after time, if you follow the story of the children of Israel, they would face trial after trial and hardship after hardship, and they would do what we were just talking about earlier. They forget about God, and they would quickly forget God's delivering power. I already talked about in my life how I am easy to forget God in trials, but I know I see it on other people. You know, they face financial troubles, physical troubles, maybe not even physical troubles in their own body, but maybe their children are facing, you know, sickness and disease that the devil likes to bring upon us to test our faith in God. Spiritual, you know, you could make this apply it to your life. Whatever trials you face, be it financial, all these things we just listed, are we so quick to forget God and his delivering power? Let's look at Romans 8, verse 28. This, by the way, is my favorite scripture. It says, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God." And wait for it. This is the best part of it. "To them who are the called according to his purpose." Every one of us are called. If you are a Christian, you have been called out of this world. You have been called from sin, and you are called according to God's purpose. He has a specific will and plan for your life. He's not going to give you something that you can't bear. That's biblical too. I didn't get the scripture, but that is. He's not going to put something on us that we can't bear. He's going to bring us through it. And 9 times out of 10, you look at the nation of Israel. Every time they hit a trial, a hardship in the wilderness, they came out stronger. Their faith was renewed. Yeah, sure. You know, toward the end, you see that a lot was cut away, and a lot of the excess and the unnecessary, if you will, the people, the doubting people, the spies that came back with a negative report, those were all times God was using a trial to cut what he didn't, you know, what wasn't fit to see the kingdom of God. In our lives, trials, tribulations, whatever you want to call them, they are all ways and purposes God uses to cut out the excess, what we really don't need, the weights, the things that aren't even necessarily sin, just to cut them out of our lives and get us more fit to not only have a stronger relationship with Him, but to walk on a daily basis with Him so others, you know, let's not forget, we are not always affected by what we do on ourselves. There's other people watching. So we have to maintain a strong relationship with Christ. Let's not look at the trials, the tribulations, or whatever comes at us. Let's not look at Him as Satan or a thing of God allowing this to happen to us and poor me and this and that. Look at it as a way. Look, I always like to think about when I was in high school, I would work out, you know, bench press and all this stuff. I don't look like I do it today much, but I did in high school. And let me tell you, there was times after I worked out, ran, did whatever, I was sore. I didn't feel like moving. I felt like just staying in bed all day. I've never felt like picking up another dumbbell again in my life. But let me tell you, when it came game time and when it came time to do whatever I was, you know, do whatever I was working out for, the purpose came. I was glad I took that time and I was glad I went through those trials of, you know, in my physical man, because I was stronger and I was a better person for it. Don't look at trials as a way of God beating you down and allowing you just to go through these things for no reason. He has a purpose and a will for everything that He allows to go on in your life. Let me remind you, hardship forges strength.